Fred Film Radio, Festival de Cannes.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt McCucci from the 67th edition of the Cannes Film Festival, and I'm joined by Duna Bay, Kim Sae-ron, and Song Sae-byuk, actors in the film A Girl at My Door, presented in the Un Certain Regard section of the festival. This is the story of a female cop who grows attached to a young girl who is mistreated and suffers abuse at home at the hands of her father. So, of course, you three play the lead parts. And I was wondering what it was that attracted you to the project in the first place.
So it was a time when I was working for a film called Jupiter Cinder, and I was shooting it in London. And because I was not shooting this film in my hometown, I was kind of feeling loneliness. And when I first got the script, I kind of could understand these characters of their loneliness. So I think that was the first attraction that when I met this script. And especially when I read about Dohee, which was not the character that I've acted, but I could understand that character, the girl's character, and I found it very attractive. Also, I think the script itself was very well written by the director. I think she knows how to portray the story in very sophisticated ways. So that's why I decided to join.
제가 도희라는 역할이
I wanted to be this character, Dohee. I found it very mysterious but also very attractive character. I just wanted to be her.
Mm-hmm. 처음에 이제 시나리오 읽었을 때 누구나 쉽게 굉장히
time when I first read this story I felt it was very easy to read but also very clear and very well depicted, especially the way that it portrays the nature, the greenness or the seashore, the suburban town. Yeah, so he felt that the script itself was very well written, very well depicted. And with the character he acted, Yonghwa, it was a kind of a difficult character. So at first time, he was a little bit worried about this, but he definitely liked the script itself.
But it must have been difficult to play a man who is virtually drunk the entire time.
그러니까 영화가 뭐 등장만 했다고 하면 술 먹고 사고 치고.
So surely Yonghwa character, he was a very very difficult character to work on. Whenever he appears in the movie, he beats the little girl, and there are many rough scenes. Of course, Sae-ron, who acted Dohee, must have been more difficult or having more hard time acting this character. But the reason I felt the motivation and founding the reason that I could finish up this work was once I asked the director, what do you think about this character, Yonghwa? And then she said, by the time when Dohee grows up, she would have become Yonghwa, the father's character. Yeah. So when he heard that from her, he just got the idea. And then, so he was able to act on this character.
Right, and obviously you two got to spend a lot of time on set to develop a close relationship, close bond. I was wondering how you worked that between you and how it was to get that out there.
저희는 특별히 어떻게 세트에서 노력을 했다기보다는
It was just like the movie itself. We didn't do anything to get close suddenly, but it was like a gradual process. Mm. So just like the movie, we became closer and closer every time we shoot on the set. So it and we had really fun time together. We made like jokes and we had such a fun time, and he also agreed on that too.
And you've had some incredible roles in the past, in films like Eidol and even Cloud Atlas. But is there like a criteria that you follow when you choose them?
제가 캐릭터를 고르는 데 있어서는
I think there is no limit in choosing a character to work on. I like the realistic characters. In my days in 20s, some of the characters that I felt curiosity or maybe unrealistic characters, I was very fond with that. But whenever I get requests from good directors, I had good chances to work with good directors, and whenever I get requests from them, I just try to do my best to work with them, and I think it was also a good luck. And because of that, on and on, I had chances to work with other international directors as well. Nowadays, I don't have really a criterion or a limit in choosing a character, but I try to look overall with the movie, not only the character itself, but I try to look everything.
Which actually brings me to my next question. In this film, how was the relationship between the director? How did you collaborate to create your characters? And this is a question I'm throwing out to all three of you.
일단은 뭐 찻집이나 밥집이나 영화사 사무실이나 아무튼
we had a lot of conversations. We met in cafes and bars, and all the time we talked about this movie, and then I think that helped building up the characters.
감독님 자체가 말씀을 많이 해주시는 분이 아니에요. 그래서
for myself, the director is not a talkative person, so I try to follow whenever she gives some kind of a hint of these characters. For example, like when she says Youngnam will wear some kind of this kind of clothes, or her hairstyle would be like this, it's not a much of information, but when she gets the key words of these character, communicate, but not by a lot of conversation, but with and the director's style in her directing in the field is she lets the actors do whatever they want,
right.
And if she agrees on it, then she wouldn't say anything. If she doesn't like it, then she would do it again. So, like more than 90%, she lets the actors do freely of what they want to do.
Thank you very much, guys. This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.